I'm Rick Katchke, and this is the Catered Quiz. Today's contestant, from Oakland, California, a motion graphic designer, toy maker, and puppeteer, Roy Miles. Now, here is the Catered Quiz. All right, we are back with a brand new episode of the Catered Quiz. My guest today is Roy Miles. Roy, thank you for being on the Catered Quiz.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
Roy, you are the first puppeteer I've ever met. How did you discover or get into puppeteering?
You know, I've been an animator for a long time, you know, 20 plus years. And there were some times when I'm making my own artwork and making my own projects. And just in one case, I just wanted to bring one of the characters more to life. I also do some toy design stuff. And I just start building a puppet. I didn't know what was going to happen. I'll just make my own puppet. And then I said, well, maybe this is a puppet show for kids. And I put the puppet on. And the first thing it kind of said was something rude. And I was like, oh, no, I guess it's not. And so from there, I was like, well, I have one puppet. I better make another one so they could talk to each other. And that's, oh, well, maybe we need another. It just got out of control. So now we have about 20 characters here.
How long does it take you to build one of them?
First one seemed like it took all summer because I didn't know what I was doing. Recently, in the last 2 years, I've been bringing on people that are finer craftsmen than me. I barely know how to sew. So I definitely have some folks building the newer puppets because they need to stand up to the camera a little bit better. So it's a group effort.
Do you have like a puppeteer that you're like, wow, I am so impressed by their contributions or their work? I will say I last year went to Chicago to see Boop, the musical, the Betty Boop musical. Yeah. And Philip Huber did the puppet work for that. And there's a dog in that that was like he was on stage doing like the marionette work for the dog. And it blew my mind. And I didn't know who he was until afterwards. Where I was like, oh, he's the guy who did Being John Malkovich and has like this incredible body of work. Is there anybody like that for you where you're just so impressed by their work?
I'd say there's a guy. I go by the Ghetto Geppetto, and I've been going by that for decades from my toy making years. But there's a guy, he goes by Geppetto Puppets. And he is incredible. He builds these wonderful puppets. Check him out. Check me out on Instagram, of course, Ghetto Geppetto. But Geppetto with a J. That guy is super impressive and probably one of the first people to reach out to me. And I have a personal hero that her name is Christine Ells. And she was the puppeteer for Little Penny. If you remember the Nike commercials with the little puppet that had Chris Rock's voice.
Yeah, little Anthony Hardaway. Yes.
Yeah. So the little Anthony Hardaway, my dear friend Christine Ells helped create that puppet, was the only puppeteer of that puppet. So she was Little Penny. I have an autographed book of Little Penny's life. So I say her, Christine Ells.
Wow. That ad campaign.
Right? It was crazy. They need to bring that back.
Yes.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Well, Roy, you are on the Catered Quiz. You know how the game works. So we are going to do two rounds where there are six questions, same point values for those two rounds. Then we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. There's two final questions. The first is the doubler. A chance to double your score. So if you have 100 points, you can double it to 200 points. If you get it wrong, you don't lose any points on the doubler. You would retain whatever you have. Then the final question, whatever topic you don't use for the doubler, you would use for the required risk, where you must risk at least 1 point. There is no wagering zero on the Catered Quiz.
Okay. Oh my goodness. I'm nervous now.
All of a sudden it got real. You know, we had a nice little conversation up top, but now
there's rules.
The points today are worth pennies, so you are playing for potentially a lunch-changing amount of money today. Beyond today, you are also playing to hopefully be one of the top three scorers at the end of the year, as we will have one final episode this year, the Tournament of High Scores, where we will name the Catered Quiz Champion of 2024. Does that all sound good? All make sense to you, Roy?
Let's do it, man. I'm high stakes when it comes to pennies, so let's do it.
So the topics you provided were Purple Rain and Beverly Hills Cop. Which topic would you like to do first?
I'm like going in cold turkey, so I'm super nervous. I'm going to just say, let's get Beverly Hills Cop out the way.
Beverly Hills Cop, are you excited for the new one that's coming out this summer?
Not at all. Not at all. Because if it follows the trend of the movies... I watched the third one for the cameos.
Yeah.
Like George Lucas and Ray Harryhausen. It's like,
I think my favorite director, Joe Dante, makes a cameo in that one.
Joe Dante's in there too. There's so many people.
In terms of Beverly Hills Cop movies, you do like the first one. Was this a favorite of yours in the 80s?
Yep. Saw it when it came out at the movie theater. Owned it on VHS and DVD and Blu-ray. Never Laserdisc because, you know, spend your money wisely. But it's a movie I quote all the time. You know, it just stays in my mind. I consider it like a Sunday morning movie. So like certain movies, when you get up, you turn on, you don't want to watch the news or anything like that. It's cooking shows. And then you go to this thing while you're cleaning your house and just sitting around doing nothing. This is a great background movie. It's very funny.
Eddie Murphy is just so amazing in this movie. So it's amazing. Like, he doesn't even necessarily need to say funny things. It's just the way he says stuff.
His presence.
And his whole presence. Exactly. He was.
His whole presence. It's truly, when they say, oh, Fish Out of Water story, and there's so many more movies like this afterwards. It's a genre. It's so effortless in this movie for him. He's come from TV. He's not even 21, barely. You know, he's like, he's a kid. He's getting to do this. And it's so amazing, you know. And he's not taking it too far like he did in the other movies. And the action is genuinely very, very good. You know, some of the stuntmen look terrible, but yeah.
Well, Roy, let's do it. Let's dive right in to the Beverly Hills Cop quiz. So the first question for 10 points. Who did the score for the movie and wrote the Axel F. theme?
Axel F. theme. This would be the thing that it's not Jan Hammer. It's, I'm going to say pass on the 10 cents on this one.
Do you have a guess?
I don't. Jan Hammer was my guess, but no.
No, it was Harold Faltermeyer.
There you go. Harold Faltermeyer. Channeling, you know, his Miami Vice style.
He was a protege of Giorgio Moroder. So kind of that Scarface sound, very similar.
Yeah, very synthetic.
So you missed the first 10-point question, but here's the bonus 10-point question. What is the first song you hear in the movie?
The Neutron Dance by the Pointer Sisters. Is that true?
No, it's The Heat Is On.
The Pointer Sisters song comes after.
It comes right after that, yep. So you are currently at 0 points, but there's still plenty more questions to come. So now the 20...
Okay, goodbye, everyone. Goodbye. No, I'm just playing.
Here it is, the 20-point question, Roy. What actor plays Zach in the film?
Oh, the killer. He's the killer?
Yeah, so Zach is the one who's the killer and then is like the right-hand man of the bad guy.
Right, he's the dude with the horrible nose. I knew I was going to sink on the actor names. Yep, I'm going to pass. I'm going to say I don't know. No answer.
Later known for his work on Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, it was Jonathan Banks.
Two shows I barely ever watched. Everybody's watching them. I'm like, I don't want to watch. I got my comeuppance.
Yeah, he's great on both shows.
How dare I not be involved in a pop cultural moment and not be part of the zeitgeist?
So we are at the 30-point question. It's a this or that 50-50 shot on this.
Yes.
Which of these items does Axel order first from room service? The cold poached salmon in dill sauce or the bay shrimp salad sandwich?
This is for the cops. He brings it down to the cop. 50-50. I'll just say the sandwich, the shrimp, the bay shrimp sandwich first.
You are on the board with 30 points. It was the bay shrimp salad sandwich.
Because the deal was like, and how is this salmon and dill sauce? Like, he just sees another weird thing on the menu that he's never heard of. Because he said, a bay shrimp sandwich? Yeah, I know what that is. It's a shrimp sandwich. What's this dill sauce? Yeah. Is that good? And they're like, it's very good.
So you are at 30 points as we make our way to the 40-point question, which has two answers. So each answer here is worth 20 points. What two actors does Rosewood reference when talking to Taggart as they storm Maitland's mansion?
Is John Wayne one of them?
John Wayne was not one of them, but you have one other guess.
I'm going to say not Cary Grant. It was old. They're old school actors. Give me a second. Give me a second. Henry Ford? No, John Ford. No, Henry Ford. I
So
was going to say Henry Ford, but
it was
it wasn't a
not
Ford.
John Wayne, the creator of Ford automobiles, or John Ford. If I give you the movie that he referenced, maybe this will trigger it. He references Butch Cassidy and then names these
Oh,
two
okay.
actors, which were
Yeah, Paul Newman and what's his face?
Robert Redford.
Robert Redford. I was thinking his Caesar's salad dressing. That's what sticks out in his entire body of work.
So you're at 30 points as we make our way to the final question of the round, the
It's all
50-point
good. It's
question.
all good. I'm rally right now. These are great questions.
What type of car does Axel Foley drive?
Shitty blue Chevy Nova.
Yeah, remember when he used to drive that shitty blue Chevy
A
Nova?
shitty
Well,
blue
still.
Chevy Nova. He's like, I still drive it. My life is no different.
So you got the 50-point question. You added 50 to 30, so you're at 80 points after the Beverly Hills Cop round.
Okay, at least I got something.
So we'll come back. We'll have one final Beverly Hills Cop question later. But for now, we'll
Okay.
move on to the Purple Rain portion of the quiz. Now, I know you're a huge Prince fan. Do you have a favorite Prince song from the film?
I love Computer Blue. That little instrumental jam going into Darling Nikki. It's Chef's Kiss. It's so great. It's like he's so upset and so like, and it's just such an abstract song. It's just so textured and layered. I listen to that song a lot. It's great.
How many times did you get to see Prince live?
About 13 times.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, from Purple Rain until his last tour, like the month before he died. He was here in Oakland. About 3 weeks later, he had passed, less than that. And at that show, so my brother and I are huge Prince fans. And so he was at the show separately from me. Later, we met up at a bar. I was like, what'd you think? He said, I don't know. And I said, he seemed kind of sick to me. I said, yeah, I'm kind of worried. And my brother, because we've seen every iteration our entire lives before Purple Rain, when that was the whole thing, like we listened to all his early albums and the stuff we couldn't get until we were like 10th graders. We got that stuff and devoured all that stuff. And so, like, we've seen every kind of performance and every intimate situation, like at a house, at a after club, stuff like that.
Wow.
So I was like, yeah, something's wrong, you know. Sad. The world lost a great.
Do you have a favorite tour of the 13 times that you saw him?
I love the Love Sexy tour. He was super playful. They had a car that would go around the arena, like sometimes a police car, some kind of, it's the little red Corvette. Sometimes it's the few references he had to cars in some of his songs during that time period. He like they'd bring it out, had a basketball court on the arena. And yeah, one thing where his piano went up like 80 feet in the sky with him, and he does every show, he would do a piano medley of 15 songs really quick because his catalog is so great and people would just go
Right.
bananas because, you know, everybody knows every song that, you know, he ever made. And so it's just like, let me get through these little songs real quick on this piano just to freak you out and come down out of the sky. And it was just great. It was just a fantastic tour.
Let's do this. Let's dive into the Purple Rain quiz. You're at 80 points. The first question is worth 10 points. What lake does the kid insist Apollonia purify herself in?
Oh, that's Lake Minnetonka.
It is Lake Minnetonka.
But that's not Lake Minnetonka.
Right. I wasn't gonna like look it up and figure out what lake that actually was. I don't think it's ever said, but he sets it up as Lake Minnetonka.
Right. Hey, jump in there.
So you got the 10-point question. Now the bonus 10-point question. Earlier in that scene, Apollonia shares that she is from what city?
She is from New Orleans.
That's correct.
New Orleans.
So you are at 100 points as we make our way to the 20-point question. What is the first name of the kid's father?
Francis L.
You got it. Only mentioned once, but you nailed it.
There you go. I've seen this. This is a movie I've seen maybe thousands of times. I'm feeling confident here. Now I'm on a roll. Beverly Hills Cop.
So you're at 120 points as we make our way to the this or that 30-point question. What type of motorcycle does the kid have? A Honda or a Suzuki?
That is a Honda, a big, giant, purple Honda, which I assume is not as big as we think it is just because Prince is small. You know, it looks big. But I bet you that's a normal human-sized motorcycle.
Just proportionally, it throws you
off. Yeah,
it
looks like a giant Harley. But I think if you and I stood next to it, you'd be like, man, this is just a normal bike.
My favorite song, I think, from the film is Take Me With You.
Take Me With You. Oh, yeah. Yep. That little montage is fantastic, man. And it's got a super cool groove. It's a fun, upbeat song. Like, yeah, let's fall in love. Boom, 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 boom. Super cool. Great song.
You're on a hot streak as we make our way to the 40-point question. There's two answers here. Each one is worth 20 points. So after the scene where Morris Day and Jerome discuss the password, there's a scene in the club where a song not performed by The Revolution, not performed by The Time, and not performed by Apollonia 6 is played. What is the name of this song and who is it by?
That is a song by Des Dickerson, A Modinaire.
You got it.
The name of the song is Modinaire, a jam, a super jam that you only get to hear briefly in that little segment there. And you get to see them do the dance. The whole club is doing the Modinaire dance. It's super intriguing. Like, what is this group? Because they only got three groups, right? Mm-hmm. And they're not part of the war between the Revolution and the Time. So this is when we see that group. And Des Dickerson, who is the former backup guitarist for the Revolution, gets his cameo as the Modinaire, which that song was not released until, you know, 2015 or something like that. And now you get to hear the entire song for really the first time without it being a bootleg or the cut version from the movie. So that song is fantastic. Fantastic.
I don't just go off of Wikipedia. I rewatch
the movies. Right.
And that just stood out to me because, like you were saying, it's not one of the main groups and you only get a little snippet of it. And then, like you said, I discovered after watching the movie and looking it up that, like, oh, this was like a mystery song that for 30 years, nobody heard the full thing.
Right, exactly. But always loved it. They should have made a sequel with them, a TV show with that band. Yeah.
So you have gotten every question right so far this round. The final question of this initial round for 50 points. During Purple Rain and the encores, we see Billy in the crowd wearing a hat of what baseball team?
Is it the Detroit Tigers?
It is the Detroit Tigers. You got it.
Which is funny because that's the jacket Axel Foley wore and then Beverly Hills Cop 2. That's weird.
You got every question right this round. Very nice. Impressive. You're at 240 points. We're going to take a quick break and then we will be back for the final questions. Hey, it's Rick Hatchke here with the Catered Quiz, just taking a moment as we set up to let you know that I first became a fan of Roy's seeing him on Saturday morning cartoons with the Found Footage Festival. Two in particular that I really like. There was a Kid and Play cartoon as well as an MC Hammer cartoon called Hammer Man. So both of those episodes, he's been on several more, but those are two that stand out. Go to youtube.com, search for Roy Miles and the Found Footage Festival, and you will find his various episodes of Saturday morning cartoons. All right, I'm getting the signal. We are all set. Let's go back for the final two questions with Roy. We are back. Roy had an amazing round of Purple Rain, got every single question right. So he is now at 240 points as we make our way to the final two questions. The first question, Roy, is the doubler. Your chance to double it from 240 to 480. Which topic would you like to do for the doubler?
Oh, it has to be Purple Rain.
All right. So Morris claims that he has an Italian cook. What is the first name of the cook Morris says he has?
Gino Santagracci or something like that.
You got it. It was Gino.
He says, or something like that. Gino's a Satagrachi or something like that.
So you got every single Purple Rain question right. Amazing job, Roy.
Clap for me, brother.
I just have to say, I know he's like an antagonist in the film, but I love Morris Day so much in this movie.
Oh my God, it's the most incredible performance. He's holding up the movie because he's not just the villain. He's also the Joker of the whole thing. You know, like it's a take Morris Day out. It's not a funny movie. There's nothing funny that happens when Morris Day is not there, you know, and Jerome as well. Both Jerome and Morris Day, like, and Morris Day would go on to do TV shows and movies and do his own great albums and career. And he's out there even today. I see him. They perform as The Time still, but he also performs as just Morris Day and fantastic. Great talent. They grew up together. Those guys, they knew each other. They were just kids.
So you're at 480 points. You're within striking distance of being one of the current top three scorers. So
we're here to play, right? We're here to have a little thing. Let's do 160.
160 to put you at 640 for first place if you get this.
I know I'm not going to get it, but let's do it.
When Axel is pretending to be a customs inspector, what city does he say has the worst security in the nation?
Next to, was it Cleveland, Ohio?
It is Cleveland. You got it.
I did it. Next to Cleveland. This is, yeah. It's Cleveland. I did it. Oh, man. I'm so excited right now. I'm super excited because I was doing so bad with Beverly Hills Cop. I was feeling like, why did I pick Beverly Hills? Have I ever seen that movie? But okay. I've been vindicated. Yes.
This is wild.
I love it. I'm just so excited. Let me just tell you I've never been this great at anything. I'm glad I watched that movie so many times.
So you've done it. You are in contention for the catered quiz finale, the tournament of high scores. We'll see what happens the remainder of the year. A lot of episodes to follow you, but as we wrap up here, anything you want to share before we depart this episode of the Catered Quiz?
Yeah, I'd love for folks to go on Instagram, not just follow me, definitely follow me. And that's at Ghetto Geppetto, GHETTOGEPPETTO for the folks out there writing it down. And right now I'm working with a group called the Skate Side out of SoCal, and they are doing a benefit for kidney disease research with UCSF. I suffer from kidney disease. I am on dialysis a few times a week and looking for a donor, but more so we'd love people to jump on board, look at that Skate Side link. If you're an artist, donate skateboard art for the charity event coming up in May. And if you are just a person that wants to support, please by all means follow at Skateside and get involved by purchasing artwork once the things come up on auction and things of that nature.
When is that event?
So that event's on May 18th, but you can go to the at Skateside Instagram profile and they'll lead you to their website and all that stuff. And you'll be able to purchase online, or if you're in Southern California and want to come by Culver City, they'll be at a skate park there and all that information is available there.
Fantastic. Roy, a pleasure having you on the Catered Quiz. Just a thrill. I loved the comeback. What a rally.
Oh, man, I'm the comeback kid. I'm the kid. I'm the kid now, just like in the movie, Purple Rain.
What a rally by Roy. An absolute pleasure to have him on the show. So after today's episode, our new top score is Roy Miles with 640 points. In second place is Mitch DeSantis with 610. And in third place is Joe Quazala with 600 points. That means that Elise Bartel is no longer in the tournament of high scores, but an incredible run by Elise. Let's give it up for Elise. It's just me clapping, but maybe you're clapping, whether it's in your vehicle or at your cubicle as you listen to this. Maybe your coworkers think you're crazy. Whatever the case, I've been your host, Rick Kachke. You've been the listener. Thank you for listening and clapping to the latest edition of the Catered Quiz.